With the world's largest almond crop in need of pollination and honey prices sky high, beehives have become a hot commodity in Central California. Demand is so fierce that some desperados are stealing hives, also known as bee rustling. But beekeepers are fighting back. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
The license plate on Wade Anderson's GMC pickup truck reads, "Honey." He's a commercial beekeeper from Montana, and each year he trucks his bees to California for the February almond pollination. Bees are his life and his livelihood, so last season when a bee thief made off with 250 of his hives, Anderson felt the sting.
We've got a year's worth of time and labor into these hives, and to lose them right before you go into pollination is quite a loss.
For Anderson, the loss was $30,000. He has thousands of hives spread out on farmland all over the valley and can't watch them all the time, so the thief, likely a fellow beekeeper, was able to take his hives under the cover of night with little fear of getting caught.
It'd be pretty hard to find them.
Bees do not make very good witnesses.
Sergeant Francis Devins heads the Agricultural Crime Unit for the Fresno County Sheriff's Department. She says bee thieves are elusive. She hasn't arrested a single person on bee-related charges because it's hard to identify who actually owns the hives.
A lot of the beekeepers do mark their hives, but it's easy to paint it over or rebrand it or that sort of thing.
But now there's a high-tech solution to that problem. This year, a handful of California beekeepers started using microchips to identify their hives. They're the same chips veterinarians use to track dogs and cats. Bakersfield-based bee broker Joe Trainer got the idea from watching wildlife shows on TV and sent the rice-sized chips to all the beekeepers he works with.
The beekeeper will drill a small hole in the frame and then insert the chip in that hole and cover it with wood seal so nobody can tell anything's in there.
And then the hives have a permanent form of ID.
I can run this scanner here over, and within a foot or so away, you can identify the chip. It shows up a number here, as you can see on the scanner.
The number identifies who the bees belong to. Trainer admits his system isn't all that practical. There's no global positioning software or anything else that would help find the stolen hives. But he says the microchips are working, in large part because of the bold signs he created telling would-be thieves to watch out. Beekeeper Wade Anderson skipped the microchips altogether and just posted the signs, and he hasn't had a single hive stolen this year. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.